Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is a main indication to liver transplant at the global level. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and non-alcoholic steatohepatitis may occur after liver transplant due to excess of metabolic risk factors and immunosuppressive medications. We conducted a prospective study using non-invasive tests, namely cytokeratin 18 and transient elastography with controlled attenuation parameter, to determine incidence of NAFLD and NASH in the first 18 months after liver transplant. We also investigated the diagnostic accuracy of cytokeratin 18 and transient elastography with controlled attenuation parameter compared to available liver biopsies. 40 consecutive liver transplant recipients underwent serial measurements of non-invasive tests at 3, 6, 9, 12, and 18 months. During a median follow-up of 16.8 months, 63% and 48% of patients developed NAFLD and NASH respectively. High BMI was the strongest predictor of incident NAFLD and NASH. The accuracy of CAP for NAFLD was 76%, while that of cytokeratin 18 for NASH was 82%. In conclusion, NAFLD and NASH diagnosed by CAP and cytokeratin 18 are frequent in the liver transplant recipients within the first 18 months. Close follow-up with non-invasive tests and metabolic counseling could be considered to improve post-transplant outcomes.